You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja.
14 minutes to 2 o'clock. Let's have a conversation around smart watches and their potential to cause heart attacks to those that are vulnerable. We're joined in this conversation by Wesley Dipoko, Editor-in-Chief of Fast Company South Africa. Wesley, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lubukile. It's a pleasure for me to be talking with you about this important topic.
So when I mentioned this earlier to my colleague, Clement Manyatela, that we'd be having this discussion, he nearly freaked out because he was like, I use my watch all the time. And so many people have literally traded in their standard fashionable watches for their fit and smart watches. Who should be concerned if there should be a concern?
Yeah, so I think maybe it's important to just before we get into that to just highlight the fact that technologies in general have advantages and disadvantages.
Mm.
And at times in the process of innovating, some things can be discovered later in life. In this case, you're talking about the study that has been conducted by this academic institution, University of Utah, that has found that wearable fitness devices can trigger heart attack, to vulnerable patients. And this is not everyone. So people particularly who have heart issues, they would have a device that they use partly to assist them with their challenges. So what they seem to have found is that these devices can actually conflict with each other.
Mm.
That then would lead to this potential risk. So I think, it's still early days to really call out and say that everyone would have this outcome. But I think it's just important to note that there is a potential of something of this nature. In the same way that you could have, a discovery about how, for instance, the use of this may, for instance, a earphone may have an impact on your hearing, depending on how you're using it, basically.
Yes, yes. Okay, so having mentioned that, which I think is critical to note, some of these things that this new technology, we're still going to find things out about them later on as time goes by. But let's look at the specific study that was done by researchers from the University of Utah, and they published this in the Heart Rhythm Journal. What were some of the findings there?
So one of the key findings is that due to sensing technology, so something like the cardiac implantable electronic devices, and these would be devices that would exist already, or at least that would have been implanted on someone with a heart condition. So what they are finding is that there may be issues that may cause some specific wearable smartwatches, right? For instance, smart scales, smart rings, all these things that are smart that have a sensing technology in them. So they say that it seems that they have a potential to cause heart attack in people who may be using them. Now, that's a finding that I think is quite concerning for some people. And I think from what I've seen from the study, it seems as if it's early days to be really concerned about this, but I'm sure they will continue to raise basically more information about it so that we can know more.
So let's take a step back just in terms of what qualifies as a smartwatch, because we have many, many, let's say in the lower price range, fit watches that do basic monitoring of heart rate and counting of steps. In the context of our conversation, what are the devices that would qualify for this discussion?
So essentially, a smart watch would be a watch that has sensing capabilities, and as you've indicated, some of them can be able to check your sleeping pattern. So, for instance, you can wear it, and when you wake up in the morning, you can tell at what point were you really, really sleeping, or at least deeply sleeping, because there are various layers or levels of sleep. So it can tell you whether you're testing is a positive one or something that you need to look into. Essentially, it studies your sleeping pattern. So some people wear these smartwatches to watch their, performance of their heart so that they know when it's time to really go and consult the doctor when maybe the heart condition is not in where it's supposed to be. Some people use these things when they're taking walks or, running, and these watches can sense all of these movements. They can watch your steps and tell you how much you've walked, if you are someone who's trying to improve the extent to which you move. So all of those are referred to as smartwatches. And remember now, we moved from watches that did not have these sensors. And I don't want to say they're dumb, but we have traditional watches. And then your smartwatches that actually, essentially, that are also connected to your smartphone. That the same information that is sitting in your device or smartwatch can also be sitting in your phone and potentially also on the cloud so that you can access some health information that would have been collected by your smartwatch.
So now, going back to the study, which vulnerable people were they talking about? Are we talking about individuals that maybe have a pacemaker, for example?
Yes, essentially it's people who are, exactly. So, not everyone would be using a smartwatch for health conditions, or at least who has a health condition necessarily. But from this study, it's particularly looking at people who have a heart condition and also have devices that are already installed or that they utilize. And essentially what they're saying is that there's a conflict with your heart condition.
Okay, so what are some of the positives, that we can find from smartwatches that are still beneficial to things like monitoring our health?
So, these days we need to have data about our health. So, for instance, when you go consult a doctor, you need to know exactly what's the state of health. Our smartwatch is collecting health information about ourselves. That information may be useful to doctors to tell your health and wellness history, but it could also inform you about things that you need to improve or areas that you need to be less worried about in terms of your health. So your walking pattern, your sleeping pattern, even your heart condition. So all of those things are useful in as far as the health data is concerned. So essentially, I think the most important thing here is that we have our own sort of tools that are studying our health that can be useful in the process of treating ourselves in as far as health is concerned.
Okay. And do you think that there's certain things that smartwatches can do that maybe people are not utilizing those features as much because some people you find, with their smartwatches, they answer calls, maybe they'll check an SMS and they'll track their exercise route, but there are many other things that they can use their smartwatch for.
You know, what I've actually observed is that people just use this information for themselves. But I think where you take it further and take that data to your doctor to show them, then that's a useful information that you can take to your doctor. So I think that's just one way that I think you can take your health further using the smartwatch data that would have been collected over time. Because it is a historical data about this, which you can articulate to the doctor when you go see a doctor. So in that sense, I think people haven't used that, and I think if you can start tapping into that capability of a smartwatch, then that would be very useful.
I actually never thought about that. So would you say, because I don't know if whatever app you're using, you're able to just print certain data that's collated. I'm assuming a company like Discovery and Vitality, they have incentives for you to give them permission to access all of that information. And then doctors can also access other doctors' visits, but would they have access to the data that's coming from your watch? Like they can just look back and say, I think you've got a heart issue because I see that when you're sleeping, your heart rate does X.
Exactly. So essentially, you can figure out a way to share your data with the doctor, have limited access for them to see, and then revoke that access when you need them to view. So remember that your health data that has been collected by a smartwatch is sitting in the cloud. So essentially, you can log into a computer, if you're using a particular brand, go into their sort of a platform that would allow them to see the data, but then revoke that right at when they need them to see that data. So essentially, that's a huge usage. That's a major usage that I think I haven't seen people using, but it's very important to inform a doctor about the state of your health.
Or rather, should we be concerned about things like privacy when it comes to smartwatches?
Of course, yes, because they are hackable, and depending on the value of the information they have about you, they can be used to be shared by people who don't want them to share that information. So yes, I think there is a risk around privacy, but so far, most companies that have this information, they are very good with their security. So I wouldn't say one needs to worry, but it's something that is worth keeping in mind, that there is a potential for that data to be lost and to be utilized for a different reason.
Thank you so much for joining us for this conversation and enlightening us. We obviously will keep up to date with the various bits of research that are seeing who might be at risk for watch when it comes to all of this technology. Wesley Dipoko, Editor-in-Chief of Fast Company South Africa magazine.